Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram, The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 172, and it's entitled, How Do I Experience More Childlike Joy? Now, this is really one of the questions that's been on my mind. You know, I was doing my morning pages today, and I was trying to just kind of think about what it was that I really wanted to talk about. And it was this. You know, I'm currently part of what's called the Mesa Easter Pageant. Now, as part of this, there's a cast of between 400 and 500. And the really cool part is you get to be around all of these just little kids that are so joyful and happy. And, you know, and there's certain ones that, you know, I've connected with quite a bit that just have this overflowing joy. You know, as I've mentioned before, my little nephew, Austin, that, you know, he's probably about six or so, and he just has this incredible childlike joy. And the more that I see this out of little kids, the more that I want more of it in my own life. Now, the first thought I had when I said that was, we never really realize where we're actually at. I think I'm actually a fairly happy person. And I think many of you are as well. Like, we have moments that make us happy. And there's like this constant, you know, it's interesting because I think Heavenly Father does want us to be happy where we're at. And He wants us to keep growing. But, you know, when we're constantly striving to have that next level of happiness, instead of just, like, a little kid is not sitting there and thinking to themselves, okay, how can I be happy as Tommy? Or how can I be happy as Alice? Or how can I be happy as insert whatever name here? They're just in the moment. They haven't yet learned or mislearned that their happiness depends on other people. Your happiness depends 100% on you. You are entirely responsible for your happiness. And when we're in the moment and when we're not overthinking, we're pretty happy people. When I'm not sitting and worrying about all the stuff that I've done in my past, when I'm not sitting and worrying about all of the horrible potential futures that I have, and I'm just in this moment, I'm doing pretty well. You know, there's a particular episode of The Simpsons that comes to my mind where Bart wants this video game. You know, it's a violent video game called Bone Storm. And he wants this video game so bad. And it's interesting because there comes a point in the movie, or in the show, in that episode, where his friend Milhouse, that had had Bone Storm, finally kind of gets sick of it and literally tosses it to Bart and says, here you go. I'm actually enjoying this cup and ball game more. You know, where you have the cup and the ball's attached and you're just trying to get the little ball into the cup. And Bart throws the game to the side and he's like, no, give me your cup and ball instead. Well, isn't that interesting how often what we want actually changes? I mean, I'll give you guys a great example. And maybe this is one of the reasons I went yesterday. Like, one of my celebrations for hitting 185 was to go and, you know, have all you can eat shrimp at Red Lobster. Now, if you guys have listened to this podcast for the past few months, you'll know that last time I went, it was like one of the greatest experiences of my life. And I gotta tell you, this time I went, and it was a really good experience. But it wasn't amazing. And I think part of that was I was trying to get the metaphorical high that I got from the last time I experienced it. Instead of just allowing my experience to be what it was. You know, and I've seen this actually a little bit this week in other areas too. For example, when I'm, you know, when I'm praying, there's almost this desire to, what we really want, well, this isn't what we really want, but what we kind of think we want is just the feeling, that really good feeling that comes with praying. That feeling of peace, that feeling of peace is probably the best word. However, when we're constantly searching for the high, we miss the experience. That feeling oftentimes comes when we're not overthinking. When we're not worrying, when we're not fretting, it just comes. I want you to think about in your own life. Are you focusing on the things in the moment that currently make you happy? Or are you focusing on everything else? I mean, you really could be happy with a cup and ball game. And you can still strive to get whatever it is that you want. But it's interesting because even once you get what you want, once you get a raise, once you get more money, once you get all of these things. Like, I love what Jim Carrey says. Jim Carrey says, I wish that everybody could reach all their dreams and become rich and famous to know that it's not the answer. Well, the answer to what? The answer to this whole that each of us kind of feel like we have in our lives, there is only one thing that's ever filled that for me. And that would be my relationship with Heavenly Father. And I would even add to that doing the things that He invites me to do. This morning I woke up and I've been in Easter pageant, and so I've kind of just thrown things around my room, and it was getting pretty messy. Like, it was really messy. And the first thought I had this morning when I was praying is, hey, go clean your room. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I cleaned my room, and I am so happy that I did. Like, it feels so much different. It feels so much better. I put stuff away that's been on my floor for like months. That wasn't even Easter pageant stuff. That was just not knowing where all kind of my new stuff that I bought for Christmas kind of fit in my room. So, but I was able to figure it out. And we don't even have to figure things out. I think one of the things that takes away from our joy is trying to figure stuff out. You know, I told somebody recently in a conversation that had, you know, was trying to figure out a lot of solutions. And I told them they were trying to figure out a lifetime of solutions in a moment. Well, it doesn't really work like that, guys. It's been amazing that as I've done my morning pages, they have been such a revelatory experience for me. And the interesting thing is, it doesn't matter exactly how I do them, because this morning I did them really late and I just wanted to get through them. And then it was at the very end that I knew what I wanted to bring to you in this podcast. You know, as I see so many people out there, so many people that are sad, so many people that are frustrated, so many people that are upset. I want so much for each of you to be able to experience joy. But once you've had an experience, generally, the next time you have that experience, it will not feel the same. Possibly because in your mind, the experience was so amazing and so awesome that you're like, wow. And possibly because factors have changed. I don't know. I really don't. All I know is that when you're doing the things that you're guided to do and not overthinking in the moment what you're doing, you're happy. You know, sometimes my basic schedule is I spend an hour to two a day on my book. I spend probably 45 minutes to an hour and a half. I actually leave myself plenty of buffer room so I don't feel like, because I'm one of those guys that if I don't feel like I'm doing what I say I'm going to do, I struggle. And so I spend probably between 45 minutes and an hour and a half writing my book a day, 45 minutes or so doing the It's Possible challenge, which currently happens to be learning a particular song that I've wanted to learn for quite some time, which is, it's called Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. You could know it as the Matilda song. You could know it as the Ice Age song. And then I spend about, I don't know, somewhere between right around 5 or more hours building my coaching business, whether that's coaching the clients that I have or going out and connecting with people and creating more. Like, that's really the schedule that I feel pretty guided to live. And when I'm not overthinking, like, well, I shouldn't be playing guitar during work hours, I'm really enjoying it. When I'm not overthinking, okay, how am I going to structure this so it's helpful for people? I'm pretty happy. Happiness comes by pursuing the pursuits that you want to pursue in your life. See, why are kids so happy? Because they do what they want to do. You know, I tried to talk to my little nephew yesterday, who's 6, on a video call. And I mean, when I asked his older brother to go get him, his older brother came back and he said, "Hey, he doesn't like you today." And I'm like, "What?" And you know what you know, I sensed that he was trying to say is he doesn't want to talk to you today. Oh, okay. You know, no, I actually asked him to go get him anyways because I hadn't talked to him for a little while. So he went and took the portal into my little nephew, Austin, and he hardly paid any attention to me whatsoever. Why? Because he was pursuing what he wanted to in the moment. In that very moment, he was doing what he wanted to do. Now, I know this might sound pretty biased, but hardly any little kid matches the joy and love that my nephew Austin has for life. But recently at the pageant, I've met this, I'm really good friends with this little girl's family, and who's probably about 2 or 3. And it's interesting because she is, you know, she really does. She almost rivals my little nephew for her level of joy and just reckless abandon for her love for life. And I have just loved it. You know, I have so loved, you know, just spending more time with their family and such, and just watching how joyful she is. You know, she'll play like peekaboo. She'll play like, she'll do all these little funny things. And I, you know, we're in different, like we're all in different groups at the pageant. So, you know, I sit away from, you know, their family, but I just walked by yesterday and I just said, hi. And she's sitting on a chair and all of a sudden she's patting on the chair next to her, like, sit down. And I mean, and she's already like learned my name and literally like, it is just so cool to see the joy that this little girl has. You know, so yeah, she almost rivals my little nephew, who is the epitome of joy. Well, all that they're doing, you know, when she's not paying attention, like I think I actually took somebody else's seat when I sat down next to her and her mom, and it was like she doesn't care. She's like, in this moment, do you know what I want? I want Joseph to sit by me and say hi. In this moment, even though I'm supposed to be here, I want to go say hi to Joseph. Or in this moment, like, I want to go do insert whatever else here. Guys, that's why little kids are happy. Like, if you want one of the big conclusions of today's podcast, little kids are happy because they pursue what they want to do and they don't overthink everything they're not doing. For me, like, I think we get so convoluted, the idea of what God wants me to do versus what I've essentially, you know, thought I had to do. You know, it was interesting. We had people of a different faith come and, you know, knock on the door this morning. Now, if there were times in the past, I would probably invite them in and I would probably share with them everything that I thought was wrong about, like, not wrong, but I'd essentially, you know, want to show them, hey, like, I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this, that they were wrong. Like, I mean, no, because I don't do that anymore. This was years ago me. Why? Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt anybody else's faith, like, and I don't want to waste my own time. Now, those people are out there inviting. And I did that too. You know, I did that for 2 years in Brazil. But, you know, the thing that I saw this morning was it was perfectly okay for them to say, hey, do you want this? And me to say no. And me to also invite them to the Easter pageant, essentially. And them to say, yeah, I don't want that. You know, it's okay to be led by your desires. Like, one of the things that happened recently is I've noticed when I'm starting to have conversations with somebody. Like, I had this really cool experience where I just called somebody. I pretty much literally said hi, and then they poured out their entire life to me for about an hour and a half. And at the end of that, they said, oh my goodness, I didn't even ask anything about you. And I said, no, like, that wasn't, this was probably what was meant to happen. My only job is to pursue the things I want. If I'm looking for incredible new people to coach and to help, you know, enjoy and love their lives more, I'm going to find those people. Now, I've also found people that I've called, especially some of these that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I hadn't talked to this person in a long time either, when they just kind of poured out their soul. But I'd talk to other people like, oh, hi and bye. I mean, it was pretty much like that, right? And so it's okay for you to pursue what you want. It's okay for somebody to tell you no. But the more you pursue the things that you want to do, the happier you're going to be. I mean, that's why little kids are happy. Because they don't listen when anyone tells them no. If they want to do something, they're going to do it. Even if the thing they're doing doesn't make sense. Even if the thing they're doing is silly. Now, I'll also tell you guys, like, sometimes we, you know, we want a break for something, or we enjoy something. Like, last night I played a game of the NHL hockey game that I enjoy. And I hadn't picked this up, and I mean, other than recently in the past month or so, I hadn't picked it up for quite some time. And I picked it up and was really enjoying myself. And then I probably played a few too many games and I wasn't enjoying myself as much. If you can pay attention to the level of joy that you're experiencing while doing a thing, you're either just overthinking, or your body and your heart and your soul is saying, hey, you know what? I'm not really feeling this anymore. Okay, what else am I feeling? And then you can go do that. I really want to invite each of you to just go live your life. Go start doing the things that you love to do. Go start doing the things that you enjoy. And you are going to be so, so much happier. Remember, little kids are happy because they do what they want that makes them happy. They don't listen to what anyone else tells them. They don't overthink. And they're in the moment. They're not thinking about the time they tripped and fell yesterday. They don't care. They know that's not helpful information. And so if you guys start doing those things, you're going to start experiencing more childlike joy. So whatever you felt inspired to do today, after listening, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.